Hey, welcome to Growth Minded. I'm Ed Hayes. My mission is to help you grow to become a better version of yourself through the Growth Minded podcast, exclusive interviews, and training. We got a great episode for you today. I'm going to outline the secrets to success and ways that you can become more successful in your life through grit. Let me get your attention if you're not listening already. Will Smith has mentioned that grit is a key factor in his success. He said that the actors, the competition that he goes up against, they might be smarter than him. They might memorize their lines more. They might be sexier. But what separates him from the next guy, if they both set up on a treadmill, he says, either that guy's going to get off before me or I'm going to die on the treadmill. So that's what we're getting into today. We're getting into grit. The author of Grit, Angela Duckworth, was told by her father that she's not a genius. And she'll be the first to say that she didn't have talent by any means. Years later, turns out she's getting an award for being a genius. And not through just the innate talent that you're born with, but some of the grit, some of the doggedness, some of the work ethic that you put into your craft. So this is what this episode is all about. You're gonna first take a measurement of how gritty that you feel you are in your current state. And then from there, I'll outline a way that you can improve your grit through a strategy called the hard thing rule. If you're interested in the grit book, feel free to check that episode out. I'll have that posted by now. That'll go into more depth about grit. So let's move on to the grit scale here. I'll post this. This will be available whether on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. This will be available for you. So basically, Duckworth, the author of the book, the author of Grit, came up with 10 questions that can help you measure how gritty you are in your current state. Or the first statement, it's basically you agree, not at all like me, not much like me, somewhat like me, mostly like me, very much like me. It's basically a scale from 1 to 5 on how much you agree with these statements. So first statement, new ideas and projects sometimes distract me from previous ones. Second statement, setbacks don't discourage me. I don't give up easily. Third, I often set a goal, but later choose to pursue a different one. Fourth, I am a hard worker. Fifth, I have difficulty maintaining my focus on projects that take more than a few months to complete. Sixth, I finish whatever I begin. Seventh, my interests change from year to year. Eight, I'm diligent. I never give up. Ninth, I've been obsessed with a certain idea or project for a short time, but later lost interest. Number 10, last but not least, I have overcome setbacks to conquer an important challenge. So basically, that's the grit scale. Comment below how gritty you are. It'd be interesting to see and interact with you guys. The second piece of this is to improve your grit. Let's say you scored 0.5 is in the 10th percentile, which is relatively low. 3 is in the 20 percentile. Let's say you scored lower than you would have liked. Here's the hard thing rule that Angela Duckworth and her family do. Basically, everyone in her family has to do some hard thing, which requires daily deliberate practice. This could be yoga. This could be running, piano, push-ups, meditation, daily gratitude. That's the first thing. Everyone has to do something hard, requiring daily deliberate practice. Reading could be another thing. The second rule is that you can quit, but only after the interval for which you've committed. So this could be, let's say you say, oh, I'm going to take a dance class. How long is the class run? Runs a year. You commit to that for a year. Let's say you want to run each day, a mile each day. Commit to that for not just a few weeks. Commit to that, I would say, at least 6 months or a year. And then the third rule is that you can pick your hard thing, especially for, you know, parents. I'm not a parent yet, but down the line, this is a way to encourage grit in your children without obliterating your child's capacity to choose their own path. So I think it's important to, you know, naturally let whether your family, friends, children pick something that interests them. My book review on grit speaks more on interests and things like that, but those are basically the three rules. Do something hard, requiring deliberate practice. You can quit, but only after a certain amount of time, and you get to pick what you want to do. From doing this hard thing, you develop a grittier personality. Some of those questions that I just outlined, you'll be able to say, oh, new ideas and projects don't distract me from previous ones. Setbacks, they don't discourage me. I am a hard worker. I don't have difficulty maintaining my focus. I finish what I start. My interests don't change from year to year. I'm diligent. I never give up. You overcome setbacks to conquer important challenges. So basically, that's the grit scale. That's the hard thing rule. Will Smith is definitely a pretty inspirational person that Angela Duckworth describes in her book. She's basically saying there's going to be two options on this treadmill. There's going to be two options in life. Either someone's going to quit before me, or I'm going to die on this treadmill. And that's pretty badass.